This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the final week of the 2017 legislative session.
House Committee Bill Number 3.
The week started with several bills taken up by Missouri senators. This included a rare move where a measure was brought back for consideration after having been approved the previous week. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester handles House Committee Bill 3, which seeks to modify provisions relating to funds for vulnerable senior citizens.
In the vote by which HCB 3, as amended, was read the third time and passed, be reconsidered.
Senator Shalom Kiki Curls of Kansas City then introduced a substitute measure that says the commissioner of the Office of Administration may sweep funds rather than shall sweep funds.
Up to $35.4 million.
House Committee Bill 3 now goes to the governor.
Senator from Clay County on House
Most of
Bill
Tuesday was devoted to a proposal that would put Missouri in line with federal law. Senator Ryan Silvey of Kansas City handles House Bill 151, legislation that would allow the Missouri Department of Revenue to issue real ID compliant driver's licenses and identification cards. He says Missouri senators were able to make changes to the House bill.
It does provide our citizens with a choice and allow them to decide for themselves.
During discussion, Senator Curls mentioned this move comes after voter ID was approved last year.
My understanding of real ID is really to make it uniform and consistent across all states.
House Bill 151 has also been truly agreed to and finally passed.
Mr. President, I move that House
Wednesday evening saw time spent on House Bill 1194 and 1193. The measure seeks to keep cities and counties from requiring a minimum wage that exceeds the state's. Bill handler, Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby, says a uniform Missouri minimum wage bill was passed in 1998.
To ensure that we had one consistent minimum wage set by the state.
Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis opposes the idea.
This bill is nothing more than a legislative attempt to distract this body, Mr. President, from addressing the real issue.
House Bill 1194 and 1193 now moves to the governor for his consideration.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate stand adjourned.
In all, Missouri senators passed 38 measures and 3 concurrent resolutions, while the Missouri House of Representatives has 33 bills and 6 concurrent resolutions that were sent to the governor. The Missouri Senate will adjourn sine die, or without assigning a day for further meeting, on May 30th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.